Okay. I'll be back.
Let's pull.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, no, it's individually hard work, but it'll be short. Please stay in place.
Okay, ready.
Good morning. I call to order the Committee of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation for an item discussion on Miller House. We're joined by Mr. Gordon Moore. And Chairman Jenkins, on this item, basically, what we are discussing is the moving of such a place. This was a override item last year, and from the administration, I don't think we have.
No, but we have Ms. Trentacosti and Ms. Curry. I'm not sure who wrote it, so. From the war. I wanted to say Ms. Trentacosti, but I wasn't sure, Linda.
No,
right?
Okay.
No,
right?
For the record, Linda, if you would.
Yes, Linda Trinacosti, Associate County Attorney. I was asked to draft this legislation in order to direct the Commissioner of Public Works and Transportation to work with the Commissioner of Parks and Recreation to effectuate the move necessary to the Miller House. Now, in the report, I indicated that there are some issues and some concerns which have to be met with in order for this to be effectuated, and that's why it specifically says that such action needs to be taken in accordance with all applicable laws and rules. As indicated previously, the reason was not just the Commissioner of Public Works and Transportation in this regard, because we are talking about a county facility, is because under our charter, the Miller House is specifically under the auspices of the Commissioner of Parks, Recreation, Conservation. So because it's a combination of the two departments, we need to have them working in conjunction with each other. Furthermore, since it's a historic property, there are certain specific standards which need to be dealt with in order to effectuate the move. And finally, and probably most importantly, right now the bond act that is currently here for the move doesn't specifically authorize the move of the Miller House. So that would need to be addressed for that part of it to be effectuated. Well, if you intend for them to utilize the bond act for the move as necessary. So in addition, I don't know if you've heard from the Commissioner of Planning. It was set up for CEPR, but other than that, so aside from the move, once within 30 days after the final adoption of this act, the Commissioner of Public Works is supposed to submit some information to the Chair of the Committee on Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation, as which shall contain a written report of the plans and actions that have been taken during that period of time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this particular act would move the Miller House. There was a, and Mr. Nona here is here, who represents the area and who's advanced this particular project initially. We did have several committee meetings on Miller House. We have information from Commissioner Hsu that the move of the house, he had the actual estimate provided to the committee from the moving company. I'm passing Mr. Nona in a second on this, but the number was $40,000. So this particular item is to direct the planning department to me, the Commissioner of Public Works and Transportation, to be able to effectuate this move of Miller House, which was recommended by the Parks Board because of the current location being by some construction facility, and when we were going to build the wall, et cetera, the Parks Commissioner came back and recommended from the Parks Committee that the place be moved. So it is under the administration by charter. Miller House is specifically in the charter written as being administered by the Parks Department. They made that recommendation. That recommendation has not been modified. And I would then pass, Mr. Chairman, if you would, to Mr. Nona to tie this particular item up, and then we can move it towards a vote.
Yeah, following the initial estimates and vote by the on the bond, the Commissioner of Public Works undertook a further review of the projected cost of renovation and the cost of the move, and interestingly enough, was able to come up with an estimate that was significantly less than the original bond. just to review that, that estimate was $663,000, which does not include a public toilet building, which may not be necessary because of its proximity to the toilets at the park, and some other things like fencing, landscaping, and the design. But included with his estimate was an estimate from Nicholas Brothers, Inc., which is a company that moves historic buildings and has experience moving historic buildings. And Commissioner Chu provided an estimate from that company that indicated the cost of the move was $40,000. And that actually involved, and we had discussed this previously, involved separating the building into two sections and moving each one separately. Includes excavation, removing the stone floors and chimneys, removing the porch floor, any repairs that need to be done prior to the move. The cost is based upon union and prevailing wages, and this is the estimate that the commissioner provided to us back probably about 5 or 6 months ago. Looking for the date. The date of this estimate was September 2010, so it's more than 6 months ago.
So now, in order for this document that we are here to approve to move forward, what would be the holdup, if any?
I don't know if the monies that we used to this are supposed to be the bond act, or if there's the money that is already in the account. It depends on how the commission wants to proceed. But if it was supposed to be with the bond act would have to be amended. If it's with some other funds, then.
No, the commissioner of public works and transportation would have to come back to us and tell us how he intended to do that. Certainly, which he indicated to us this particular cost. The bond act is for cannot be used to do that. But since they had $300,000 to do work that wasn't authorized to do anyway, you know, we'll figure out where they would have $40,000 for this particular project for as well. So, right. With that, Mr. Chairman,
I do think a historic structures report needs to be done though. That was recommended by the state New York Office of Historic, the OPRHP. I'm not sure what that stands for. But we received an email back in August 15, 18th, in 2010, and there's a subsequent letter that points out that agency knows that the building is in a very bad place and is sympathetic to the idea of moving it, but believes that a historic structures report should be done.
Well, that would be part of that would be necessary for the committee to do that. I mean, for the commissioner to do that in terms of making that move. So he's supposed to come back to us within 30 days and tell us what scenarios there are. This action would direct him to do so. And it would take into consideration all those things, because I believe the legislation says in consultation with the New York State
So
that is part of the legislation. It is taken into that account. With that, Mr. Chairman, I would so move.
Right. I don't know whether it costs 1.3 or 1.2. John's recollection was 1.2, and I'm looking at the papers, and it says 1.3 in bonds. But in any event, for the public and for those that are here, I mean, most of the board wound up voting favorably for this move, of which I was one of them. And it looks like with the somewhat delay, at least it seems as if the county is going to be spending anywhere between $500,000 and $600,000 less than the board originally appropriated. And John did share with me this estimate. I recognize, as John had said, that it doesn't include public toilets, but one's nearby, but it also doesn't include some pedestrian walkways and some other utilities and anticipated fencing and landscaping. But if we were to just project maybe another $40,000 in costs, it's still less than $500,000 or $600,000 more than we originally thought it was going to cost. So that's good, and we're still preserving history and doing all the right things. So I commend Mr. Nona for continuing to forge ahead on this process and the work, collaborative work that Mr. Nona, as well as the county executive's office, has been doing with respect to this work.
All right, that was a motion for you, Mr. Jenkins.
Second.
It is.
We'd like to have a second.
And okay. The second was you, Mr. Bauer, your second, right?
Unless Mr. Nona wants to second.
No, he's not in the
committee. I will second it.
Ms. Markovich.
Thank you. Can I just ask a question with regard to the contents of the building? Can we get some sort of status report on what the contents are and where they are?
Yeah, you know, we do have an inventory.
And how they're going to be cared for?
We do have an inventory. I just don't have it with me.
Can this committee get a copy of that?
Sure.
Right. Have provisions been made to take whatever in the building out, put into additional storage? I mean, there's supposed to be some very historic and valuable.
Yeah, there was a discussion of that. I just don't have it. I don't have the.
All right. Can the commissioner of public works per Ms. Marcotte request to the committee forward an inventory of content in Miller House.
It actually would be the commissioner of parks, by the way.
Of parks.
Because parks has control of Miller House.
All right. Any other comments? Otherwise, moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item moves forward. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I know all the business to come before this committee at this time. Motion to adjourn.
So
moved.
Second.
Moved by Ms.
Shimsky.
Seconded by Ms. Ward. All in favor?
Aye.